It was an exciting night here in San Diego, and the Dodgers got contributions from a lot of different players, including rookie Luke Raley, who hit his first career home run to tie the game in the fifth inning. And Luke joins us right now. Luke, thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
I just mentioned to you, not only to get your first career home run, but to have an impact on a game like last night. What was that experience for you to just be thrown into the fire of a playoff type atmosphere?
Yeah, it was extremely exciting. It's all keeping the nerves in and staying relaxed and doing what you know what to do. You know, it's still baseball, and that's what you got to remind yourself. So anyway, I can go out there and help the Dodgers win ball games is what I'm going to do.
Luke, it's been quite a week for you. Not only do you get your first major league start last night, your first career home run, and you also get your first career hit back at Dodger Stadium on the last homestand. Have you had a chance to catch your breath?
No, I haven't, to be honest. It's been kind of a whirlwind. So the phone's been blowing up and just trying to, you know, get back to everybody and tell them I appreciate the kind words and everything, and let them know that they mean a lot to me. So it's been crazy, but it's been what I've dreamt of. So it's really nice to do.
So you're telling me you're not just throwing emojis with the thumbs up at people that are texting you now?
No, I'm making sure, you know, I thank them, and you know, I've got a lot of good friends and good family members, and it's just been crazy.
What's the last year been like for you? No minor league season last year, Luke. You've had to go to the alternate sites. How did you get prepared for this opportunity that you've been given?
Yeah, the alt site last year was obviously, it wasn't a regular season, but it was it was the hand we were dealt, and I made the best out of it. You know, I went there, and I think last year it really helped me elevate my game, because it was, you know, with a season that doesn't really count per se, it was a good opportunity to work on things that I felt I needed to work on, which is harder to do in a season that is, you know, being recorded. So, you know, whatever I felt I needed to work on, I really tried to work hard on last year. And that was it. I really think it improved my game.
It certainly is paying off so far, Luke. It's been quite impressive to watch you burst onto the scene here. And you're part of that great 2016 draft class. Can you describe the pride of being part of a Dodger draft class that has had so many players not only make it to the major leagues, but stick in the major leagues?
Yeah, it's wild. You know, we reminisce on it a good bit. You know, we look, wow, there's, you know, what is there, 11 or 12 guys there, and still some that are going to be here too. And it's wild. So it was a good draft class, and it's an honor to be a part of that.
What was the first time you were together with a group of your draft class members? Was it at Great Falls? Where was it? Had you ever come across guys like Lux and Smith and May and all those guys?
Yeah, when we first got drafted, we all were out in Arizona. So in 2016, that's when I met everyone. And if we're being honest, I don't think if you ask any of us, we would think, hey, in, you know, 5-6 years, we'll be talking about this is what a great draft class it was. You know, it was just more like we were all excited to be there. We were like, hey, we're getting our chance in pro ball. We're going to make the most out of it. And it's been great.
Hey, Luke, I noticed yesterday, speaking of all that, is some of those guys were in the dugout last night when you came back after that home run. Nobody gave you the silent treatment. They were just very straight up with you, high fives. So that was, I guess everybody likes you already.
I think maybe it had partially to do with the atmosphere last night. We knew, you know, it was intense from the first pitch. So I think everyone was, you know, we were so in the game, there was no time for the silent treatment. It was focus time, you know? So we were all locked in and emotions were high, and we just wanted to go out and win a game.
That's so great to hear from a guy that was between the lines last night, Luke, because from my vantage point in the press box, from the fans' vantage point, it did feel like a playoff atmosphere. That was real.
Oh yeah, it was real. And I can't speak of what a playoff atmosphere really feels like. We definitely in between the lines, because I haven't been there, but if I had to guess, it couldn't get much closer than that.
All right. Before I let you go, Luke Raley, when you got called up to the major leagues, you always hear about pitchers wanting to test rookies. Have you noticed any trend of pitchers trying to test you with a certain pitch, fastball, off speed? The home run you hit last night was a hanging curveball. So I'm just curious if you've noticed any trend.
No, not necessarily. I think it's been the way I've been pitched my whole career. So, you know, a pretty big guy, and a lot of times big guys see a lot of off-speed pitches. So I've been seeing some off-speed pitches. When they come with the fastball, they try to make them good, not leave them out over the plate. And, you know, that's what I'm used to. And that's what I've worked for. You know, that's what I expect when I go up to the plate. So I wouldn't say it's been a big difference. It's kind of what I expected, and it's a battle every time I walk up to the plate. So, you know, I'm just, as I said, I'm just trying to do my best to help the Dodgers win baseball games.
You got to live the Rich Hill motto, stay in the moment, Raley.
Exactly.
Thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate it. And congratulations on this past week and the win last night.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
There he goes, Luke Raley, Tim, and he receives a gift from Travis Matthew. That's right, I will deliver, Luke. Every Travis Matthew product is created with attention to detail, designed to deliver the perfect fit and a soft, lightweight feel. Check out TravisMatthew.com today to find new styles you'll love.